And how about how much wheat you raise to an acre? You said we raised 40?
A bushel, I guess.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash it.
And would you say oats is thrash or oats are thrash?
Is, I guess.
And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish? You might say no.
I didn't have any luck.
Did you ever say I didn't catch nary one?
No. Maybe just jokingly or something.
How have you heard that used?
Well, it's an expression that, like, it's just sort of backwards talk.
Uh-huh.
I've heard people use it as just in regular conversation.
How would they say it?
Well, they might say, well, we didn't catch nary fish or something along that line.
Well, there are a lot of backwards people in this area, or what area do you think of?
I call them backwoods. Maybe they're not too well educated, is what I mean. They don't, I'm the poorest man in the world in English myself, but there's some of them a whole lot poorer than I am in the conversation.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or if you don't use the word we, you could say, say me and you, or you and I, or what
would you say? Oh, you and I?
Is that what you think you'd probably say?
Yeah, but lots of people do say me and you, or...
What if you're talking about another man and yourself having to do something? You'd say...
We?
Or if you don't use the word we, would you say him and me, or he and I, or...
He
what?
And I.
And... You say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He needs...
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, you say it's...
It's me.
And say if I ask you, was that Paul at the door? You say, yeah, that was... If someone had come by here, you say that was...
That was who it was.
Okay, or that was... You say that was him, or that was he, or what?
That was he, I'd say.
Is that what you'd probably say?
I'd probably say that, yeah.
And if there's a woman, you'd say that was...
She.
And
her, I'd say, you know.
Huh?
I'd say, maybe probably say her.
What if it's two people? You'd say that was...
Both,
You said that was them, or that was
they? Yeah, that was... that was them, that's probably what I'd say. We're all backwoods, it's just that extent.
Talk about how tall you are. You say he's not as tall as...
He's not as tall as I am, or he's not as tall as...
Or I'm not as tall as...
As he is.
And he can do that better.
And I can.
And say if you've been out to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that. You say New Mexico is... What west I've ever been?
The farthest west.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
Your, hers.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
Ours.
And to them, it's...
Theirs.
And to him.
His.
And I'd ask you, I said, this isn't mine, is this?
It's yours.
And if there was a group of people over at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope, what, come back again, I hope.
I hope you, maybe you all.
How do you use the word you all?
You could use it there.
Would you ever use you all to just one person?
No, I don't think.
What if there's a group at your house and you're asking them about their coats? You know, everybody's coats. You say, where are?
All of your coats?